Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for hanging out on this Monday morning. There's a lot happening. What do we have? Major League Baseball World Series back. Game number 3. That series is tied up at 1. We've got Monday Night Football, NBA, NHL. It's all happening right here. This is Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You've got Bet Sweats. And this morning we are joined by NFL insider Jason LaConfora. He hosts the podcast Wanna Bet Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason, a number of ways to start this conversation. Let's go. Jets. That was sweet justice, wasn't it? For Justin Fields to get not only that win, but the way he performed after his owner just completely bus-tossed him, not even halfway through the season. Not that it's good for it to ever happen, just what Woody Johnson ended up doing to him. Good on Justin Fields for performing in that fashion with that great comeback victory yesterday.
I mean, the maturity and the vulnerability and the character and the passion and the professionalism that he displayed, Justin Fields, in the face of his owner being counter to all that, his owner being moronic, his owner being sophomoric, his owner being a juvenile, his owner never showing any accountability. His owner, I don't know, not really having to work for anything in his damn life, as best I can tell. Yeah, great win for the Jets. It is sort of a double-edged sword, though, because, you know, Woody Johnson gets that win as well. Look, Justin Fields, I think, is a pretty extraordinary, exemplary young man who's been put in some situations that I think would be fairly untenable for any young quarterback. There's a part of me that will always wonder, what would have happened last year if Mike Tomlin would have stuck with him? And there's a part of me that will wonder what would have happened if Fields was healthy enough to come back in late last season when the Steelers wanted to go back to him, when they realized, yeah, Russ is only good for about 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know where he's going. If I represented him, I'd be trying like hell to get him out of New York and get him traded somewhere. You know, Tyrod Taylor, I guess, will be back soon. I think Justin Fields is going to have a long career. He's never going to be what he was drafted to be. But I think he's someone who's going to stick around, who's going to be able to help teams as a backup quarterback, as a spot starter. And I'm not entirely convinced there's no chance he goes somewhere in a quarterback competition and has a third act in his career, at least to some degree, like a Baker Mayfield has or a Sam Darnold. Maybe it turns out to be more like a Tyrod Taylor or Jacoby Brissett. But I think Justin Fields is going to be sticking around, being a part of winning football teams eventually for a long time. And, you know, I'm good on Aaron Glenn for getting that win. But I think I think Woody Johnson's Jets are going to be a losing proposition for a long time.
I really want them to get the number one pick and take another bust. Like, it's all I want. Is it fair? Like, maybe not, well, but I want it. I want it to happen.
Is it even fair to say that they took a bust or they busted the kid? Like, I think we really need to reframe what's going on here, because that young man, if he goes somewhere else and has any sort of an incubator around him, he's surrounded by people who know what they're doing. He's in a building where the owner isn't a clown. Like, he's someplace where there are guardrails and accountability and a normal sort of like individuals who were put in place and empowered, who are worthy of the position. You're in a culture that's not just sort of laughable, you know, because that's what that kid is walking into. And I don't know who the coach is going to be, but Woody Johnson's picking him. So he probably won't be the right guy, and he probably won't have a great staff, and they probably won't be as prepared as they should be. It's a shame, but the common denominator in all of this is Woody Johnson. You had, 2.5 years where the Rex Ryan teams punched above their weight class, and that's it in 25 years of Jets football. I mean, that's it in terms of what's been meaningful. And you show me the players they produced. Like, tell me, who, you know, especially anything, quarterback, offensive skill players, who's really panned out? I mean, is it all them, or is it that horrible building with that horrible owner?
Jason, the Ravens win yesterday. They're sitting 2-5. Everybody else in the division loses. Yeah. Steelers lose last night, giving up a ton of yards to the Packers. You have that matchup, Love against Rodgers. Love was phenomenal. Kraft, awesome last night. But you wake up and, let me check out BetMGM. Let's see what those division odds are. The Ravens, $1.20 favorite, -120. The 2-5 Baltimore Ravens. What do you think?
Yeah, look, I think they've dug themselves quite a hole now. Does everything collapse around him? I mean, I think that part of that Jets story we didn't talk about is Flacco played his ass off again, and that defense is just so horrific. That, I mean, if Cincinnati holds on and wins, we'd be talking about the Bengals, and they get two cracks at the Ravens coming up, and that's not a good Ravens defense. And I think we'd be looking at the Bengals saying, my God, they might be viable, and maybe more than viable, maybe in first place when Burrow comes back. Devastating loss for them. The Baltimore Ravens are not a great football team. They found a way to beat the Bears. They did not turn the ball over. Snoop Huntley played exemplary football. For him, in that situation, I'm calling it exemplary. He was a game manager plus-plus. Did not turn the ball over, used his legs wisely, helped them finish some drives on the ground, didn't bleep it up, and was able to sprinkle in some explosives to Zay Flowers. You know, they got Bateman a little bit involved, not the deep stuff we're used to, but at least it wasn't a total nothing burger for him. Getting Pat Ricard back is a big deal. I still think, you know, the Bears were kind of their own worst enemy, not finishing some drives there, getting too cute with their personnel in the backfield, playing around. The Bears had a chance to be up maybe 14-0 in that game, and it might have been very differently. I still have major, major issues with the Baltimore Ravens defense. I could even show up 3 days from now in Miami. So we'll see. I'm a Ravens skeptic. We'll see. Is Lamar definitely playing in this game? We don't know that for sure. But yeah, look, that division, whoever wins it is going to be a flawed, you know, probably deeply flawed football club that just found a way to win a tiebreaker.
How good's Drake May, Jason?
I think he's really good. I mean, we can keep talking about who he's played and who he hasn't played, but I mean, that's a day where Myles Garrett is getting off and wrecking things, and he still, you know, he still finds a way to hang 30 points. I know the Browns defense doesn't travel as well, and it's not quite as good on the road, but like, I really think and thought Jimmy Schwartz was going to have that unit up for this one. And I think for the most part they were. And after a really slow start, and that's what you worry about as a, like, they haven't been great at home for a long time, New England, right? Now all of a sudden there's expectations there. Oh, and it's a poor start, and we're messing around in this like 9-7, 7-6 game, and we're not getting it going early. And the early game script with McDaniels wasn't great. So does his youth show? Does his inexperience show? And he just got better as the game went on, and it ended up being completely out of hand through three quarters. Like, I think the kid is pretty special. And I don't know about MVP and all that, although you keep looking around this league and guys keep falling by the wayside, right? Through injuries or slumps or mini slumps. I'll be tracking those odds. I don't think I'll be playing any of those odds. But he's got a real head coach. And say what you want about McDaniels as a head coach, he's got a real coordinator who has developed quarterbacks. Again, even people like Jacoby Brissett, who was a mid-round pick there, he's still in the league. So, like, he's got the infrastructure that, you know, some of these other guys have never had. So, yeah, I'm buying him, and I'm buying New England as a real viable AFC East division winner.
With NFL insider Jason LaConfora, it's brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Monday Night Football, the Chiefs, a big favorite tonight. This number's come down a little bit. It's now sitting at 11. High total, 48, hosting the Commanders and Marcus Mariota. What do you think about tonight?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the Chiefs are strutting their stuff, and they're getting off on strutting their stuff, and Andy Reid wants them to strut their stuff because, like, they didn't lose their mojo right on offense for, like, a few weeks. Like, they lost it for, I don't know, a season and a half. I mean, you go back and look how long it's been since they were rolling up even 28 a game with regularity. And now they're starting to let you know when you come to Arrowhead, you better get to 33. You better at least get to 31. You probably got to get to 33 or 34 and maybe more. And I just don't think they take their foot off the gas until they get there. And I think against this Dan Quinn kind of vanilla, pretty pedestrian defense that's being gutted right now, that's without some key guys and doesn't have individual pass rush brilliance, I just think that's what it is. Like, I think the Chiefs win this game by double digits, maybe not 12 or 11 and a half or 13, but I'm comfortable with 9.5 and building some things off of that. Like, I think they score over 27.5 and probably more, right? So you put those two together, Chiefs to win by 10, Chiefs to score 28, it'll get you plus money. I think Mahomes does his thing. I mean, he's throwing for 3 touchdowns a game again. They're letting him stay in some of these games longer than you might think that are blowouts to get the 4th touchdown, to try to get the 5th touchdown if he's got 4 in the first half or 4 early in the third quarter. So I think that's there. The unveiling of Rice continues. We saw him show up with volume last week, right? 7 catches on 10 targets. What did Mahomes throw it? Only 32 times, 30 times. Because they were blowing out the Raiders, still threw it 30 times. 1 of every 3 targets went to Rice. I don't know that he gets quite that target share this week, but, like, do we start seeing him downfield? Do they start really flexing their muscles with the deep ball with him? I think so. I mean, his long reception, 22.5. Do I think he catches 5 balls? Do I think he gets at least 80 yards? I do. And I've been having fun playing these Rashard Smith receiving totals. And he does have 4 targets now in 3 of the last 4 games. He's got at least four targets in the last 3 home games. They're continuing to give you really good plus money, plus 250, close to plus 300, 30 receiving yards and above. Like, he's got his niche there, and he's getting a ton of yak. Now, sometimes he's catching the ball deep behind the line of scrimmage, but I think he gets 30 receiving yards tonight. I think he's in the early script showing up a little bit. And I think, again, when the game starts getting out of hand, there's still those third and eight checkdowns to him where a lot of times he's still going to take it past the stick. So he's an intriguing talent. He makes people miss. I think they really like that element. I think he's going to keep showing up in the red zone a little bit. There's a touchdown waiting to happen with him. And I think the Chiefs win pretty comfortably.
As we're talking, Baltimore is getting bet. Now, the market believes Lamar is in. That's why you hang Baltimore 7. But as we're talking, Baltimore is moving to 7.5 basically everywhere. My question to you, can we trust them? Is he playing? Question mark.
I'm not on that. Like, I'm not getting on. I don't know what I'll be playing in that game. I'm not going to be laying the points on the road with the Ravens. Even if he plays, just bear in mind, we're talking over a month since he's had a real practice, because there are no real practices this week. Today is a rehab day. It's a film day. Tomorrow's a glorified walkthrough. Wednesday, we're flying to South Beach. I've seen him go down to South Beach on a short week before, try to do too much, and the game completely blow up. Like, I don't know. Like, you tell me, what are the Miami Dolphins? What do you do with them? I don't know what to make of them. Like, Atlanta definitely sucks more than I thought. Zach Robinson is a total fraud who should have been fired weeks ago. But, like, they did just put their big boy pants on, and an Atlanta team that had been pretty physical got mauled by Miami for four quarters. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I don't know that I'm going to be doing a whole lot Thursday night, because I really don't know what to make of both these teams. Like, again, if Lamar plays, he is still a human being, like, who has not done much. Like, you can't – I think there's going to be rust. I think there's – he was sacked 15 times before this injury. Like, is Ronnie Stanley playing in this game? He's in and out of every game. I don't know, man. I just – this one's got a lot of, like, caution. You know, what is it? Amber flashing lights. Like, caution, caution, careful. I don't know. I doubt I will have as much on this game as I do a lot of these Thursday night standalone.
Jason, we only have about 30 seconds left. Trade deadline next Tuesday, 8 days away. Which teams, which names do we need to watch out for?
I think you always need to look out for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think you need to look out for the Buffalo Bills. I think you need to look out for the Pittsburgh Steelers, all probably looking for pass rush. I don't know that there's much out there, guys. You know, this Hendrickson situation, I don't think they were going to trade him anyway. Now you're dealing with injuries. But I think one of those three teams will make something close to a power move.
All right, very good. NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Wanna Bet Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Thank you, Jason. Best of luck with everything you do tonight, and I'll talk to you on Sunday morning. Joe O, Sammy P. We've got Monday morning market moves. We'll do college football, then the NFL here on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.